Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, last week we were chatting to solicitor Suzanne Parker and she answered so many of your legal questions. We were inundated with ones about buying a house and mortgages. So we've asked our pal O McGee from How to Be Good with Money to come in and help us. Give us a bit of a dig out. How are you on?
How you doing, Jennifer?
You well?
I'm good, yeah. I'm good. Good. The sun is shining and, like, life is awful, but the sun is shining.
The sun just makes everything so much better. So much better. And listen, a lot of people are thinking about buying and, you know, taking advantage. Oh, let's talk about the positives of lockdown and the fact that we're not going out and spending rakes of money on pints and dinners and all that kind of stuff. And people are thinking about mortgages. We got so many texts in last week, so we had to get you on. Like this text, for example, it says, "Hi, Owen, my boyfriend and I spend $1,500 a month on renting a house in the suburbs of Dublin. It's quite cheap. Most of the houses on the road are up to $2,000 a month. We can only manage to save £300 a month as our salaries aren't great. We're both nurses. Will the banks look at the $1,500 a month and realise we can pay that so we can pay a mortgage, or do we still need huge savings?"
Well, the savings you need for the deposit.
Anyway,
so
yeah,
you're going to need the savings for the deposit. That's where you're going to be held back. And that's why things like Help to Buy exist. So Help to Buy is where you get a refund of your taxes that you've paid in the last 4 years up to €30,000. And it goes towards the deposit for the house. Now, it is for first-time buyers buying new homes or building their own home. That's it. You can't use it for a second-hand house,
okay,
which a lot of people have a bit of a problem with, but it's about trying to increase supply. But that person needs to be aware that the deposit is one part of it, right? But the other thing that the bank look at when you're trying to apply for mortgages, they look at what they call an ability to repay. Are you able to repay their loan? And I always give a ratio of 1.3 times. And what I mean by that is if the mortgage repayment is €1,000 a month, you need to be able to show that you can save €1,300 a month because it's 1.3 times €1,000. Mm. Now, that ability to repay is savings and or rent. So in this person's situation, the bank would be looking at their ability to repay as being €1,800, which is the €1,500 rent plus the €300 savings. That's their €1,800. Now, just very roughly, if you had to take that back down by the 1.3, that's about €1,400 a month. That €1,400 a month would service a mortgage of around €325,000.
Wow.
So they're showing they have an ability to repay a mortgage of around €325,000. Well, then they come back to the other problem. They said that their salaries aren't great, I think was their words. We don't know what their salaries are. But what they have to do is they add the two salaries together. And here we go with more maths. You multiply it by 3.5. So if they wanted that mortgage, they probably for 325,000 mortgage, they want to be on about 90-ish grand.
Between them.
Catch me off. Mm. Yeah, it's about 90, 100 grand, I think, is it? But between the two of them is what they need to be on to be able to get 325. But the gas thing is, like, the central bank rules and the bank rules are all 3.5 times, but yet these people are showing that they could afford €1,800 a month. The mortgage would only cost them €1,400 a month and they'd be out of the rent trap. But that's why the things like Help to Buy exist.
Help to Buy, yes, I've never heard of that. So where can people get more info on that? Would that be on gov.ie or something?
Yeah, you'll get it on gov.ie. It's really easy to apply for it. Just remember, you have to be a first-time buyer and you have to be buying a new home. The figures on it are interesting. Like, the last numbers I saw were towards the end of last year. About 40,000 people had applied for it, but only 19,500 people had actually used it. Because either the house that they didn't buy
wasn't new, or they
just never bought anything, or whatever the case is. But it is there. It's there at the end of this year. It was only 20,000 last year. They changed it in August of last year, and it's gone up to 30,000 until the end of this year. But we don't know what will happen after that. It's not something that's very popular with the economists and stuff, because they say it's just driving house prices up. But it's an absolute vote winner for governments, for the individuals who's managed to use it. Like,
yeah,
it's giving them €30,000 back in their tax.
Nearly 20,000 people used it and got a rake of money to help them buy their own house. I just got a text in. Is the safest place for deposit savings in a bank account, or is there a wise, no risk investment option available?
Depends on your time frame. If you're going to buy a house in the next 5 years, you just need to put up with the awful interest rates you're getting in banks at the moment, because you can't, there's no such thing as a no risk investment. And the only way you dilute risk is time. And what I would say, the minimum time frame you want to be looking at is 5 years plus. Okay. So if you're going to buy in the next 5 years, you just have to put up with the interest rates, I'm afraid. And the other thing people often chase is they say, oh, this is the next big thing, like Bitcoin or whatever it is. There's no such thing as the next big thing. There's only the last big thing. So don't go chasing those dreams.
Okay. Another text in. Can I borrow from the credit union for a house deposit?
You could in 2007, but you can't anymore. Okay. But sorry, you might get away with it, but you're loading yourself up there with a whole pile of debt with a mortgage. And if the bank find out about it, they won't be happy. Potentially, you could afford, like when the calculator is done and they work out the math, you may be able to afford both. But the problem there is you're not really putting any skin in the game there. And one of the things that people tend to pay back their mortgage on is the basis that they've got some skin in the game, i.e. they have had to save and put some money into it, contrary to what Help to Buy does, which just gives you back your taxes. But still, it is... very slow to be suggesting someone to go down that route. That's what I would say.
Okay, this is interesting. Somebody texts me saying, I am on the cusp of getting my first home. I'm 36, have my deposit and savings. My mental health has really suffered with lockdown. I've been prescribed antidepressants. Will that affect my chances of getting a mortgage? My friend told me it would. Now I'm worried, which has probably made things worse.
Yeah, no, of course, it's made things much worse. And what I would say there is getting the mortgage, unless you've been out of work and it's really damaged your ability to earn, it's not going to affect the mortgage. The life cover is probably where her friend or his friend is going to. Getting the life cover, unless there's been an actual suicide attempt, then I can't see the life cover being a major issue. Like, we're all suffering at the moment, and if there was anything underlying there before all of this, it's going to be aggravated at the moment. That's understandable. People accept it. But really, when it comes down to mental health and life cover, it's generally related to if there was suicide attempts or hospitalization. And to be honest with you, if it was quite some time ago, it shouldn't go against them. And what I would say to them is, be absolutely upfront and honest, and don't try and hide anything, because if the more honest you are when it comes to life cover, the more chances you have of getting across the line, because the underwriter's not looking at it guessing about what you're not telling them.
Okay, interesting. Should I get a fixed term or an adjustable rate mortgage? This texter says.
The most important, people often get caught up in this decision, should I go fixed or variable, right? Mm. The difference is the rate can go up and down whenever they want to. The bank can decide on putting the rates up and putting the rates down. In ordinary function banking environment, what happens is variable over a 30-year mortgage or 20-year mortgage should be cheaper, because the fixed rate you're paying for insurance so that the payment remains the same every month during the fixed term, whether it's 3 years or 5 years or whatever it is. But having said that, particularly if you're a first-time buyer, the most important thing for me is sleep. So sleep often comes with having knowledge that exactly what your mortgage payment is going to be for the next 3 years or 5 years. So it depends on that person. And we're not living in an ordinary functioning banking environment. So the whole rules around variable being cheaper over 30 years kind of are out the window at the moment. So it's really down to what you're comfortable with. If the mortgage is a very small amount of your wages, well, then variable might be something you can afford to do. But if it's not, sometimes as well, you find the fixed rates are just cheaper at the moment. So just be careful that you're not feeling under pressure if they put up the mortgage rate on you without any other reason other than they want to. So fixed rate can often make it much easier on you then.
And does it depend on your personality? Like certain people, like I like to know, you know, what I'm going to be paying back in, let's say, 5 years or whatever. And that suits me because I need to know that. And some people are not like that. Just it depends on the personality as well of the person, what's going to stress them out and what's going to make their life a little easier.
Totally. And that's what I mean by sleep is the most important thing. It's about being able to get some sleep. Some people will say to you, yeah, but on a fixed rate, you often can't pay lumps off it. Or some people might get bonuses, or the way they work, their income comes in different ways. And they say, but if I go variable, I can throw a lump off it. Yeah, you can. But that's a whole other story. I'm not mad about the idea of throwing a lump off it.
Why?
I'm delighted with the idea of clearing a mortgage in full, because in one go, because then you get the emotional benefit. It often doesn't make financial sense to clear a mortgage off early. And particularly this thing of paying an extra 50 quid a month or something. God, like, there's much better things you could do financially with your money than throwing 50 quid, because you get no emotional benefit from it. If something goes wrong down the road, you end up in a position where you're going into the bank saying, I've lost my job, or I've got very sick. Can I have all those 50 quid extras a month I've been giving you? They say, no, you're not attractive to us. You've lost your job, or you're sick or something. Do you know what I mean? So the reality is that I think there's much better things you can be doing with your money. And the only time I agree with clearing off a loan, a mortgage like that, is when you're clearing it all off and you get all of that emotional benefit. And even then, I'd still be running the ruler over to see if it's the right thing to do or not.
Why?
because there's much better things to do with your money than clear off the cheapest loan you're ever going to get, which is your mortgage. Like,
yeah, but if you clear off your mortgage, if you clear off your mortgage, I mean, you're not paying those tens of thousands of euros in interest.
But when you do the maths on it, right, there is much better stuff. In fact, here's a great plug for my Instagram. But if you went to my Instagram, right, I did a lockdown plan during lockdown too. I did a lockdown plan where every couple of days I was posting a different, and was kind of getting on top of your finances. Lockdown plan number 14 and 15. I'll tag you in it afterwards, Jennifer, right? 14 and 15 are all about this. And I run the maths on it to show you, if you actually save the money, you'd be better off financially than you would be clearing off the mortgage early. And not only that, I didn't even go near pensions with that example. Like, pensions, people put extra money off their mortgage and they don't have their pensions maxed out. Like, a pension, in really simple terms, if you walked into the bookies tomorrow morning and handed them €6, they'd hand you back 10 straight away. That's what a pension is. And people think, oh no, I get rid of my 2% mortgage instead of putting extra money into my pension. Mm. It doesn't make sense. Now, there are some people where they've got everything covered. They've got all their maxed out pensions. They're investing in their save as you earn schemes and work, and they're doing everything else, and they still have surplus cash. Go for it then. That makes sense.
Okay.
But the majority of people, it doesn't make sense for.
Okay. Is Revolut a good or bad thing to have from a mortgage perspective?
Revolut, it's just another bank account. You'll still have to produce it. Some people think that the banks don't believe that Revolut exists. Like, there's a lot of Revolut customers. There's a lot of N26 customers in the country now. And you will have to produce the bank statements. It's not a negative thing. It's just another bank account. That's all it is. And you'll have to produce the statements to them and show them to the bank, because you have to produce statements on all of your accounts.
All accounts.
So some people do their kind of, I don't know, fun stuff in the Revolut, in the thinking that they're going to get away with it and nobody's ever going to see it. And no, that's not the case. You're going to have to produce your bank, because you'll see money going out of your bank account, your ordinary bank account, into your Revolut account. So no, don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Another common misconception. You don't have to bank with the bank that you go for the mortgage with. You can bank with anybody and go to any mortgage provider. So maybe that's where that person's question is coming from. They're not banking with an ordinary bank or a mainstream bank. No, it doesn't matter. You can bank anywhere you want.
Okay, listen to this. My brother has offered me a lump sum of €8,000 to help me get on the property ladder and said he will put this in a savings account for me. Will the bank assume I'm bad at saving if they see that? Is this a good idea for them to do, do you think?
Take the money and
take
run.
That money.
Absolutely not. No, there's a gift. Getting a gift from a family member is something that's very common for someone trying to get on the property ladder. They'll usually look for a letter from your brother, from that person's brother, to say that they have no financial interest in the house whatsoever, and that it is an actual gift and that it's not a loan of money, because if it's a loan, obviously you'd have to pay it back and they'd have to take that into account. So there'll be some paperwork to be done, but no, take it and run. Good brother.
Take the money and run. Oh, thank you so much for that. I need to ask you, because I don't know if you realise, you're now in Jen's happy hour. Right?
Oh,
you're in me happy hour.
We're always in Jen's happy.
You're always in Jen's happy 3 hours. Unfortunately, there's no booze because it's only 11:30. We don't start that till I finish the show. But what song, Owen, makes you happy? What song would you like to hear?
Ah, so the happy one would be when I have the kids in the car and they're grumpy or they're giving out. Pharrell Williams. Happy. That's the one. Yeah. And they're always clapping and laughing and everything by the end. Isn't it gas the financial planner didn't know the name of the singer? Isn't that it?
Well, listen, you are a super nerd, but we love you for it. Owen McGee, How to Be Good with Money is out now. Thank you so much. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.